Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. In today's program, we look at plans for the development of the Moon Palace Jamaica Grand, set to be opened next year. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to the center of the island to a town called Mandeville. I'm Katie Shawatkis.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Come January 15, 2015, Jamaica will open its newest vacation experience, the Moon Palace Jamaica Grand. The former Sunset Jamaica Grand has been undergoing a massive refurbishment since September 1 after Palace Resorts acquired the property on July 17, its first outside of Mexico, where the company owns and operates seven resorts. Located on the north coast of Jamaica, less than 90 minutes from the Montego Bay Airport, Moon Palace Jamaica Grand will feature 730 guest rooms and suites on a superb 17-acre beachfront, featuring the longest stretch of private beach in Ocho Rios. The luxurious property will also boast five lavish swimming pools, lush flora, waterfalls, plunge pools, and swim-up bars. The $150 million project was recently toured by Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil and Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. While on the tour, the Finance Minister expressed confidence in the value Moon Palace Jamaica Grand will add to Jamaica's tourism product.
This is going to be a totally new hotel experience.
Through this multi-million dollar enhancement project, the Moon Palace Jamaica Grand is positioning itself to become Jamaica's top entertainment destination, bringing economic growth and positively impacting the island. While the enhancement of the property is expected to boost Jamaica's tourism offerings, Dr. McNeil says employees inherited through the takeover are also benefiting.
I really want to commend the Moon Palace Group. Two things. Number one, how they treat the staff. They've already sent 120 of them to Mexico to get into Moon Palace to learn the culture and understand it. And some have stayed there working, so we're looking at a reciprocal arrangement. They've set up a foundation and put funds in the foundation for the benefit of the workers and the wider community. I think this shows real corporate responsibility.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The refurbishing of the hotel has also brought with it employment opportunities.
There is a tremendous employment potential in the industry. Moon Palace is currently employing some 2,000 persons in the construction phase and will be employing 1,200 permanent employees.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips highlighting the employment opportunities wrought by Moon Palace. A tropical haven that is both respectful and reflective of its Jamaican background, Moon Palace Jamaica Grand is expected to raise the bar for all-inclusive hotels. In our No Jamaica feature, we look at Mandeville. The town was established in 1816 and was a gift to Viscount Mandeville, the older son of the then governor of Jamaica. Towering over the Don Figueroa Mountains, it is strategically positioned atop one of Jamaica's many plateaus and is the capital of the parish of Manchester. It is said to be the coolest of town in Jamaica. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Kedisha Watkis. Until next time, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.